Let's do some verb juggling and accelerate your fluency. Schmecken is to taste. Schmecken. How would you say the food tastes? Das Essen schmeckt. How would you say it tastes good? Es schmeckt gut. How would you say it tastes good to me? Es schmeckt mir gut. You see, we say mir to me. So in English, you wouldn't say it tastes good to me. You would say I like it or it's tasty. But in German, the structure is different. It's a dative structure. We say it tastes good to me. Es schmeckt mir gut. Mir is to me, is the dative pronoun to me. Mir. Es schmeckt mir gut. So how would you say the salad tastes to me? Der Salat schmeckt mir. So you see, I'm making this up. The salad tastes to me. You would say, I like the salad. The salad is tasty. But in German we say, the salad tastes to me. Der Salat schmeckt mir. How would you say, the food tastes to me? Das Essen schmeckt mir. How would you say, the food does not taste to me? Das Essen schmeckt mir nicht. How would you say, the salad does not taste to me? Der Salat schmeckt mir nicht. How would you ask, does the salad taste to you? Schmeckt dir der Salat? To you, dir. Schmeckt dir der Salat? Tastes the salad to you? How would you say tastes the food to you? Schmeckt dir das Essen? How would you say tastes the pizza to you? Schmeckt dir die Pizza? So you see, to you, dir, to me, mir, we use dative pronouns. Because schmecken is a dative verb. How would you say, the salad has tasted to me? Der Salat hat mir geschmeckt. How would you say, the food has tasted to me? Das Essen hat mir geschmeckt. How would you say, how has the food tasted to you? Wie hat dir das Essen geschmeckt? How would you say, how has the salad tasted to you? Wie hat dir der Salat geschmeckt? How would you say the salad has tasted good to me? Der Salat hat mir gut geschmeckt. How would you say the food has tasted good to me? Das Essen hat mir gut geschmeckt. How would you say the food has not tasted to me? Das Essen hat mir nicht geschmeckt. How would you say the salad has not tasted to me? Der Salat hat mir nicht geschmeckt. How would you say the food has not tasted to me because It was too salty. Das Essen hat mir nicht geschmeckt, weil es zu salzig war. You see, weil es zu salzig war. Because it too salty was. Weil kicks the verb at the end. It introduces a subclause. How would you say, the chocolate has not tasted to me because it was too sweet? Die Schokolade hat mir nicht geschmeckt, weil sie zu süß war. Die Schokolade hat mir nicht geschmeckt, weil sie zu süß war. Here we have to use sie, because in German it's die Schokolade, female. So we have to use the female pronoun. How would you say, the salad has not tasted to me because it was not fresh? Der Salat hat mir nicht geschmeckt, weil er nicht frisch war. Der Salat hat mir nicht geschmeckt, weil er nicht frisch war. Here we use er, because der Salat in German it's masculine. Great! Next time we'll go through the verb ausschlafen, to sleep in. Ausschlafen, to sleep in. Like when you say, this weekend I want to sleep in. So, here's what I want you to do now. Take this verb now and juggle it around. Build just three simple sentences, saying them out loud. Just three simple sentences. This will take you just 1 minute. In the next episode, you'll hear my take on this verb. So, talk to you soon. Bis bald. If you want to get the script and translation of the key sample sentences I use in each podcast lesson, just head over to herrprofessor.com/podcast and sign up to my newsletter at the top of the page. And in order to receive my emails, make sure to confirm your subscription in the first email I send you. In each email, I will add the link to the podcast lesson and all the key sample sentences I use. Talk to you soon. Bis bald.